the rest of the story. There were Quaker meeting houses throughout the countryside, and yet of all of the inspired speakers, ready and willing to share the Word of God inside them, there was one more popular by far than all of the rest. The preacher's name was Price. When Price retold the old, old stories of patriarchs and prophets and slaves and kings, all who listened were spellbound. The sheer fervor of those sermons was legendary, even when the deliverer of them was well past 90, and incidentally the preacher was a lady, Elizabeth Price. Always among the devout congregants, whenever Elizabeth preached, were her two great-grandchildren, Jesse and her little cousin. The youngsters were delighted by great-grandma's irresistible enthusiasm, and despite their ages, they usually understood precisely what she was preaching about. And yet of all of the sermons inevitably delivered by the incomparable preacher Elizabeth Price, one sermon would be especially remembered by Jesse and her cousin. It was the sermon about the loaves and the fishes. You know the story, of course, the huge crowd had gathered waiting to see Jesus, many hoping to be healed. The disciples, concerned because there was nothing for the multitude to eat, suggested some of the people be sent to buy food in the neighboring villages. When Elizabeth described the scene, one felt that he was there, really there among the masses, listening as Jesus told his disciples to feed the crowd what they already had. Of course, what they already had were just five small loaves of bread and a couple of fish. Jesus said, bring them here. At this point, as re-explored by Elizabeth, the famous Bible story becomes especially vivid. One could see the vast numbers as they fell silent, sat down on the grass, as Jesus commanded. One could hear his voice asking God's blessing on the impossibly meager feast. Elizabeth is gesticulating wildly now, and at the time, searching her mind for some way to make the climax of the story more dramatic, the part where the five small loaves and the two little fishes miraculously multiply, enough to feed the great numbers all assembled. At that moment, the lady preacher spied her lunch pack on a chair nearby, her paper sack of sandwiches, sardine sandwiches. And yes, I do mean to say that as her wide-eyed little great-grandchildren watched, great-grandma Elizabeth Price reached into her paper sack and withdrew the sardine sandwiches and hurled those sardines out over the congregation. Chances are you've never heard of the Quaker lady who brought the Bible so spectacularly, if unconventionally, to life. But in a way you may know her. For the elder of the two great-grandchildren who never missed her sermons, young Jesse, was Jessamine West. And she grew up to become a novelist, whose novel character, Eliza Cope Birdwell, was actually based on the real-life lady preacher Elizabeth Price Milhouse. And that particular novel about Quaker life was, of course, her most famous, eventually became the motion picture, Friendly Persuasion. And by the way, you know Jesse's cousin also, the little boy who attended all of great-grandma's sermons in rural Whittier, California, more than 70 years ago. The other child who was profoundly impressed by the fire and ice and ecstasy of Elizabeth's words, that little boy's name was Richard Nixon. And now you know the rest of the story.